two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as a tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The Pharisee was doing what the law required. And it did require those things. But he had an attitude of judgment and condemnation of others. He didn't see himself for who he really was. The publican had a realistic view of himself and was repentant of his sins. Since God knows all about us, we can go to him and tell him if we are upset, frustrated, angry, or joyful and happy, we can and be totally honest with God. You may not want to speak to other people about your problems and difficulties, or even your spouse, but you can talk to God. He knows them anyway. So why hide from him? We don't need to hide our emotions from God. As I say, we can tell God everything. We have the choice to repent of sinful attitudes, words and actions when we admit them honestly to God in prayer. If you turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Note in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Part of our prayer is a time to confess our sins and to be honest with God in every aspect of our prayer. Brethren, my next two sermons in November will focus on prayer. I would like to dedicate some time in each sermon to listening to how God has answered your prayers. Please devote some time to remembering God's answers to your prayers. My first sermon on prayer is scheduled for November the 10th, the Sabbath of our social. We could well have visitors. Sharing our answered prayers during the service could well impact our visitors. They could have questions and God may touch their hearts. This could be an effective form of outreach if we come ready to be used by God. You may have thoughts and questions that could enrich my sermon, our discussions that are relevant to our lives and our congregation and our outreach. Please share with me in person or by email your thoughts and questions about prayer. And yes, please pray for me as I pour over God's word in preparation for this life-changing subject. And remember above all to be honest with God.